I can remember them calling them shocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they did that with oats too, huh?
Yeah. That's after they got them binders. They had a bundle carry on them, and they'd carry about 8 of them bundles and drop them. Then it'd be 2 men follow that binder, and they'd shock them oats up.
Uh-huh.
Keep them from spoiling.
Well, I bet that was a job.
Yeah, it was. And then about later on in the summer, the thresher had come in the country, you see, and they'd thresh them oats.
And I know that was a job.
Yeah.
Big old steam engine, big crew of men, all your neighbors.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of them. Everybody'd help each one, you see.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it'd be 15 or 20 men working one field.
Huh. And the women would work too.
Yeah, this.
Cook.
Yeah, there'd be a cooking. This country, a long time ago, was... It was outside, you see, and then it all got plowed up nearly. That's when they done all this big farming.
Uh-huh.
And raising cotton and corn and oats.
Washed the ground away.
Yeah, but when first come here, it was all outside in prairie. Oh. But I mean, it wasn't no fences here.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the cows around the barn?
Oh, to keep them in a cow lot.
Did you have a milk cow?
Yeah, we'd have a milk cow.
Did she have a special place?
Yeah, it's a rule you'd have them old milk cows in a lot to themselves, you see.
Uh-huh. Did you call that lot anything special?
Well, they'd call it cow lot.
Just another cow lot, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd you keep the horses around the barn?
Keep them in the horse lot.
Uh huh.
They wouldn't be mixed up with them cows.
Uh huh.
Maybe they'd have, I would have 3 or 4 lots together, but it'd be partitions in there, you see, and big gates in between them.
Uh-huh. Did you have hogs and pigs too?
Shed, yeah, we'd have sheds.
Uh huh.
Horse lot, and they have a shed is a rule, and the cow lot is a shed. Make them sheds now, them old boards you're talking about, up here, that roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you call the place where you kept your hogs?
Hog pen. Or hog lot, or hog pen, and later on, when they got this net wire, it fenced out a hog pasture.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was bigger, huh?
Yeah, it'd be bigger later.
What did you feed them in? Did you have a, just throw your feed on the ground for your hogs?
No, I just feed them corn.
Mm-hmm. Just throw it out there in front of them?
Or? Yeah, that's the way you'd feed them.
Did you use a trough or anything?
No. No, you'd use a trough for slop them in. Say that slop, but to feed them out of is the rule is throw the corn out on the ground.
Uh-huh. Now, the slop, what was that?
Oh, it'd be a lot of old milk stuff you see come out of the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Waste.
What'd you put it in the kitchen when you were done with it?
In the hog trough.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean when you, when...
Oh, slop can.
Slop can?
Yeah. Well, it'd make them old hog. Them trolls, hog trolls out of logs.
Oh.
Yeah, split them. Take a holler, log, split it open.
Uh-huh.
Nail something across the end of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what make them out of.
And just pick up your slop can and take it out to them, huh?
Carry it down there, dump it over there to them.
What did you generally use for the can in a slop can?
Well, I don't...